was looking for you.
Okay. Okay, folks, what we are going to do is continue the hearing. And the reason is we probably have about 3 hours to go. Okay? And, you know, if we're lucky, we do have the document issue to get resolved, and our attorney has advised us that we really need to get that resolved before we do summations and close the case. And so, and I think that's good advice, and I do recall in our conversations yesterday with Mr. Seitz that we would go over the document issue, but I want to go over exactly what we are going to do. And with the documents, the concern, as I recall, was there were some documents on the disk that you prepared or had prepared at the photocopy place, and those some documents did not show up on that disk.
And I believe those are the documents that are in red.
Correct. That's right. And so we're going to get that resolved by taking a look at those documents. You're going to have to produce them. And we will deal with that. I will deal with that with Ms. Okun and yourself, or Mr. McClendon and Ms. Schaefer. And I did say I would look at those documents as to relevancy. Okay.
Then is the just so we can sort of get a handle on this. I'm assuming that all the documents that have no colors on them.
Do we have that?
That all of the documents that have no colors on them are agreed to as being admitted and relevant.
I think there's a column in the. Oh, do you want to?
Yeah. The document is structured such that there is a column which says date admitted and date accepted. If there's not a date in the date accepted column, it is not admitted. It says
okay,
rejected.
I see. The ones on the right-hand side.
That's right. Some of those dates need to be corrected. As Ms. Okun pointed out yesterday, the date is incorrect. But if it has a date in that column, it means it was accepted. Otherwise, it says rejected.
Okay. That's all I want to do is make thank you, because I was looking at colors as opposed to columns.
Right.
Yeah, and as I recall, the remaining issues were were they submitted, in fact, are they present in the record, or were they the determination that they were not submitted incorrect? That was the first question. And then the other question was, if they are present, are they relevant, and does their probative value warrant inclusion in the record, as the chair asked initially? So that may be something.
Well, that was a question I asked as to all their documents.
That's
but
right.
That is the standard I'm going to apply to these. Okay.
Okay.
And I think I know I'm getting pickier, but I think also the chair said that if there was a rejected document, but it was also doubled because it was in the Cal Cities. I mean, if we have a rejected document and we do our search and it ends up being in the Cal Cities administrative record, then I assume that the
yes, that's correct, and I think Ms. Okun did say that yesterday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure that the chair is clear on the point that this is not an opportunity to submit new additional documents from anybody for any purpose. It is simply to resolve the questions we just outlined in the already the exhibits already attempted to be submitted.
And then I would assume, I think we just handed the prosecution team our PowerPoint. I'm assuming at some point in time we'll get the PowerPoint from the good. I just got the thumbs up on that, so that's great.
Yeah.
And I'm also assuming that all of the correspondence between your office and they were joint. The ones about answer the questions. Those things have already been accepted into the administrative record, so that's not going to be an issue to be resolved.
If they're in the site file, the file for this ACL, I mean for this TSO, for this site, they're in the record.
Okay, and those emails are in the site, I assume?
Well, I think that you're referring to the staff report, the rebuttal, the district's written response, the written answers to Mr. Young's questions, the emailed evidence objections, all that's in the record.
Okay, very good. That's what I want to make sure about that. And then I guess lastly, before we all say goodbye, is the chair had reserved some time here for us to renew our motions for continuance, but I assume that, first of all, I think a fair amount of them are going to go away as a result of this. But we still may have one or two, especially based on Mr. Grimm, but we'll have an opportunity, I assume, now to consult with him, so that may well go away, too.
Yeah, and if you want him to split up the closing with you, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that.
Good. Thank you.
At all. Okay. But Mr. Thomas did want to mention something about the documents because he has been involved with us in the preparation of that.
Just a minor point of clarification. A couple of us have said on both sides that it's the documents that are missing from the CD, and I just wanted to point out that it's not just the documents were missing from the CD.
The hard copies, too.
The hard copies and the emails. If I could not find a document, I listed it not there and recommended.
You understand, I accept Matt's testimony that he went through and correlated those. I have no grounds, and nor do I even want to try to find grounds to challenge that. I take that as fact.
Okay, I didn't want to leave anyone to have the impression that they were submitted either by email or in hard copy. They're just not on the CD. We don't have them, couldn't find them, so that's why we listed them the way we did.
And I think that the resolution here is what the chair is suggesting, that you're suggesting is fair.
Okay. Now, the next issue, Cheryl, we have then is, I guess, the motion for continuance.
Yes.
And these, Mr. Seitz's was based on the various due process concerns. And, I mean, we're going to continue this, but there is going to be no more evidence or testimony by either side. I mean, that's closed.
That we understand that.
Yeah.
Now, you had mentioned at one point, made some brief mention of wishing to call expert witnesses. And so you presented all the witnesses you had in mind, and you no longer have a problem with that.
If I recollect, my testimony was we wanted to have our expert attorney here.
I understand. Okay, thank you.
May I please say just one thing? There were some things I was going to present in my / summation that I would like entered into the testimony today. Is that possible or not? It's not really a summation. It's things that need to be done. If not, I mean, they were part of questions that we still have remaining.
Yeah, it's up to the chairman.
I don't think I understand. I don't know if they want to put in more oral testimony or more documents, but either way, I object. They're out of time, and the time for putting in new documents is over.
I'm sorry. I think we can just withdraw. I think just an understanding that what will be presented in the summation will be part of this record. The summation statements are part of the record.
Oh, yeah. We are not closing the hearing.
You already have them on your disk, too, and so that's my concern. I just want to make sure.
What we're doing, so that everybody understands, is continuing this hearing. However, there will be no new testimony by anybody, the public, prosecution team, the CSD team. We're going to go into summation. That is what we will start with when we can all agree on a date to do that. And from then, we will have board deliberation, and then the board's going to decide what to do at that point.
We should double-check. Oh, there were other due process objections raised by the district's council. I wasn't sure. Well, I'm quite sure neither the chairman nor I fully understood what they were, but the chairman left them open to the end of the hearing to revisit, perhaps thinking they would get more clear throughout the hearing. There was something about objecting to the scope of the ACL and its effect on the fire and water district. Do you believe, Mr. Seitz, that
I realized what I was called in the military. This, what you're calling me, is a compliment.
That's okay. Yeah, Schaffner gets butchered a lot, too, so I sympathize. Do you feel that your issues there have been resolved, or you have outstanding objections on that front?
I'm sorry. I think I lost the question.
Do you have any remaining objections that have not been addressed?
Well, I think the one objection that we have, I started off with in the hearing, was how the complaint was alleged and what was really at issue based on the responsive pleadings from the prosecution team and the complaint. Now, I still intend to make those at when we come back. And the chair, the way I understand it works, the chair rules on them. And
I'm not sure I agree or understand clearly. It sounds like what you're saying is that you believe that the ACL is drafted based on the evidence and argument presented by the prosecution team is not legally sound for assessing the proposed ACL. And no doubt that would be a basis of the inevitable challenge that will arise from any ACL that comes out of this, I'm sure. But is it really an objection? Are you objecting to the admission of, let me finish my question. Okay. I want to know, what are you objecting to? Are you objecting to the admission of the draft ACL? Are you objecting to the admission of the draft of the work staff's staff reports? What's the objection?
I pretty much reframed it during some exchange between myself and the board regarding the issue of 00131 and the I said it much more eloquently, I remember, during when I was talking about this, but the shell of the prohibition zone, that it was really a zone of benefit that was in effect a shell. That as between the district and the prohibition zone, there was no nexus for us to draw fines to pay fines, and I'm still going to raise that under 00131. I know Lori's writing down notes right now like crazy, but that is still I can see the
she's
pen
not
right,
actually
feel it way over here. We're still going to make a run
this sounds like argument, not an objection. If you're objecting to evidence, are you objecting to a process? Are you objecting to I don't understand what you're objecting to. Those are arguments.
Let me just phrase it this way. I'm going to have till January to think about this, right? And if you want to send me a set of questions on both sides or something like that you've done in the past, I'm happy to respond. But I'm happy to get it worked out, what I plan to do on those objections with you before I make them, so that you can give the heads whatever it takes.
I think what we're trying to do is narrow the issues that are left for the continued hearing to be simply closing arguments and resolution of the document issues. Yeah. If you don't pursue your objection in some concrete way, we will have to presume it's dropped, I guess is the way we'll have to leave it, and just take it as argument. Or at least that would be my advice to the board.
Well, let me just... I was hoping that we would have the opportunity during the break to filter our arguments and see which ones that were no longer available, that we felt were taken care of by this continuance. And I'm trying to let you know that I believe that notice in an ACL complaint is a due process issue. And that's what I believe that the chair, what I've been trying to argue the entire time about this. Mr. McClendon has discussed the moving target and those things. And maybe once we go back through the documents and we watch the tapes, maybe you're right. Maybe they end up from a perspective of reflection as being argument and not so much an issue of due process. But I'm not sitting here today saying, okay, we're going to defer motions and then have me tell you without the time to reflect, which is the whole purpose of this time, what those motions are and get a ruling. I can tell you that what we're going to do here is going to be a good faith effort. We have no interest in actually even being here, much less prolonging prolonging issues that once Mr. McClendon and I, especially with Mr. Grimm, now with the opportunity to weigh in on this, and the whole idea here was now Mr. Grimm gets the opportunity. I can't sit back and tell you Mr. Grimm isn't going to say, wow, they blew this. But now I got to go to him and say, oh, it's too late. I mean, you can't bring it up on oral argument or on a motion. I mean, that was the whole sort of deal here.
Okay, but...
What I will tell you is that we will send you notice if we're going to do it, so that you... We're not here to sandbag the board. I mean, that's what I want. You say no surprises. I agree with that policy. And I'm telling you, if you say that whatever day we pick, 5 days beforehand, we have to send you written notice if we're going to raise any of these types of motions. I'm happy to send it to you. It's sent to each board member, sent to the prosecution team, so that they're not sandbagged.
Yeah, I'd like to suggest that if we're going to do this, that it be more than 5 days in advance, and that the board set a deadline and provide a deadline for us to respond.
Sure, I put the 5 days out as a suggestion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned that this is going to open up the whole thing again to all kinds of motions and objections. I think what we were trying to do was get everything done tonight except for two items, the summation and the board deliberation. And it sounds to me like now we're opening up to, you know, possibly we're going to get another attorney in here who's going to have his own ideas, and, you know, rightly so.
But
and so I'm a little concerned
all right,
about that.
But
do what you want.
Here's the way I look at this. That, you know, he can bring a motion at any time, really. He can make a request. It can be done orally. He can state an objection. I can rule on it at that time. Okay? And what we're trying to do is nail down right now what is actually left from what we started with that is a concern on the table. It sounds like there may not be anything. And then there may be something that you want to raise, and then I'll deal with it at that point in time. And it may be something that you'll deal with argument, and if you think there's a defect in the pleadings, you'll take it up with a higher authority.
And what the idea is with notice. I mean,
I agree. I think that there should be a cutoff date because I think we can resolve a lot of this before the hearing, particularly, if it's based on something that happened today or yesterday, then obviously we could and should resolve it before our continued hearing. If something new comes up at the continued hearing, then we'll have to address it at the time.
We,
but I would prefer
we
to
understand
do it
there's be nothing new at the continued hearing. What we understand is all evidence is cut off.
Right.
On both sides.
That's right. Okay, let's do this. I had mentioned to you, Mr. Seitz, January, but let me check with the board and see, and then I didn't check. Didn't tell the prosecution team we were thinking of doing this. So I just got to weigh in because this involves board time, staff time. Could this be done in December? And it cannot be done in December. Okay. So, Ms. Oken, when would be the earliest we could continue this?
I'm waiting for my calendar to come up.
Okay. And this is based on your schedule?
On the holidays.
Yeah. I mean, I will be unavailable myself for part of this month, so. And we have no board meeting in January.
Mr. Chair, I want to remind you that you need a quorum. And so you need all five of us to make it. And that's going to be a little tricky. I'm not sure you're going to get that figured out here, but I'm just warning you.
Okay. Well, does everyone else on this board have their calendars in front of them?
Or
you have it there? Okay. How about you, Gary?
Oh, just say the day. I don't care. I mean...
You don't have yours.
Can we do this?
I'd like to. Mr. Seitz, do you have your calendar? I mean, are you going to be involved in the closing? Because I'm not sure based on some statements you made.
Probably a mystery to me as it is to you, but it's late, and I'm sorry. I'm probably injecting way too much humor into the situation. But my calendar, surprisingly, is generally pretty flexible because I'm sort of an office geek. So I think if you pick a date or you circulate an email, I think I'm going to be the most easily accommodated. I don't have my laptop with me to check that.
You think so?
January 5th at 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Thursday.
Okay.
You can't do it the 6th.
And apparently the schools are out of session that week, and a lot of people that are parents aren't going to be available.
Okay. Could we go to the next week then on the 12th? Is Thursdays the best? No?
And this is why I said that week.
Okay.
It gets very bad after
you.
Yeah.
13th is a Friday.
No. I teach Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Are you saying just that first week of January?
And not that Friday. Mm-hmm.
So the whole month of January.
It's going to get very, very bad.
Very bad.
So
for you.
I mean, we can do this on email and all that, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's why I said that date. Unless you put it onto the February meeting. But, you know, that's...
It was suggested that we bring Les back.
What's that?
They said there was commented that we should bring Les back.
and then I guess Monica, too.
Bring Les back. It's a joke.
What about doing it at the February board meeting? February 9th and 10th?
Well, Daniel, are you available... For the February,
I already blocked out the 10th because I knew that there was a board meeting then. So, if it has to be then,
We can do something else on Friday or Thursday afternoon, depending on the needs of the quorum.
Well, does the school affect you?
No.
Who does it affect?
Part of our team.
We just did.
So far, it's just the 10th, but I always reserve 2 days.
Yeah,
I think we have the Monterey stormwater plan. Yeah, are you on group wise?
I'll be in Sacramento on the 9th.
Okay.
So we could do it on the 10th?
On the 10th is no problem.
Ms. Okun, I would like to do it January 5th, and I'm just wondering who on the staff team. Is it Ms. Marks? You have kids that'll be, are you going to be on vacation? You won't be here?